you feel you're at right now after
me?
Yeah.
Personally. I don't know. I feel like okay. I don't feel like I'm doing as good as I want to do, but I don't feel like I'm doing an awful job either. So, you know, within the circumstances of, you know, things going on, I think I'm doing a pretty good job.
How important is it for the team to get the deep ball going?
I think it's very important just to back people up. Our running game for the last two games been doing a good job. But we have to balance it out. We have to be able to back people up and be able to get those guys to run the ball and not have people sitting on us. So we got to be able to throw the ball deep. But at the same time, if you just connect on a short one and keep doing it, I think it'll do the job as well. But, you know, I like going deep. So, you know, if you ask me that question, I'm going to automatically say yes. But at the same time, I think, you know, we need to have balance. We just need to be deep balls. And we just need to make plays. That's all. Whether it be run, pass, short, long, doesn't matter. We just got to make plays. I think we need to have more explosive plays as an offense, bigger plays, whether it's throwing it deep or throwing it short or running it deep, whatever.
Mike, how tough was the loss of
for yourself to see yourself with one touchdown pass after 7 games? I mean, how do you react to that?
I mean, you just got to keep working. I've never been in this situation before. I've always at least had about 3 touchdowns. But, I mean, you just got to keep working. You can't get down on it. You can't get in the tank. I let it go after the day after the game. You watch it. And you just got to go back to work. You got to stay positive. I think if you start just being negative all the time, like I only have 1 touchdown, I think, you know, that's going to rub off and it's just going to keep going bad. I think you just got to be positive and believe that something's going to happen. And I think it will.
What do you attribute it to?
Just different things. I don't know. I don't know. Just got to make. I think I had a touchdown or 2 I probably could have made. You know, different things happen. We might take a sack. We might just misconnect on the pass. It's not like we can have called them. We're not going to sit up here and say like we haven't tried. But different things have happened. You know, we might take a sack. We might just misconnect on the pass. We trying. It's not like we just out there just wanting not to. You know, that's what we want to do. But up until this point, it's happened a couple times, but not like we wanted to. But like I said, we just got to stay positive, keep the faith. I think it's going to happen for us.
Mike, how tough was the loss of Brandon Gibson? And then on the flip side, Rashard, obviously, he's going to now have to step into that role.
This is a tremendous loss, not just because, like, Gibb is a great person. Like, on and off the field, he's always upbeat, same guy no matter what's the situation. He's always playing, he's always joking, he's in the meetings, he's keeping it alive. You know, at practice, we uplift each other. So not just from a football standpoint, we're going to miss him. We're going to miss him all around, just as a person. But, you know, when you come to the field, obviously, he just scored 3 touchdowns in the last 2 games. You know, we could definitely use that. But when Rashard got in the game, I think he stepped up. I think he did a good job. And he'll continue to do that. I don't think anybody needs to tell him. I think he heard it like 50 times already that, you know, we counting on him and that we need him. So I just been messing with him throughout the day, just telling him the same things, you know, just to be an ass. But that's my guy, man. I think he's going to make plays because he's that type of player. He went out. I think he made a good couple catches. I think one he got robbed on, and, you know, he's going to make plays.
What does he do differently than
Halloween? Any particular costumes or anything from growing up?
Honestly, I probably had 2 costumes in my whole life. I don't even remember. I went one time I was a ninja maybe when I was like 5, and I don't even remember the other one. It was kind of weak costume. So I don't even remember. I probably dressed up twice. I used to just go trick-or-treating in my regular clothes. Just give me a sandwich bag from, grocery store bag from Walmart. Get about 2 of them. We ready. As long as I fill the bags up, I don't really care about the costume.
Mike, just going back to Rashard for a minute, what does he do differently than Brandon? I mean, I know, like Ryan said, he's obviously the physical receiver.
Yeah, I was about to he's strong, man. I think he's cock strong. He's just like Bam Bam type strength. He just puts guys around. Obviously, Brandon's more of a technician type player. Rashard is a raw strength type guy. Just the same place. They'll get to the same spot, but they'll get that different. Brandon's going to, you know, I'll work you, I'll craft you, but Rashard's just going to just maul you, Debo you, just push you around and get to the same spot. I think, like, just more physical, I think, but Brandon's more crafty, I think.
And the team is down to basically 2 experienced receivers, yeah. And you and Brian now. So is that even more pressure? Just, you know, we got to get it done.
We just got to play. We just got to play. Like, we can't panic. We can't. You know, guys, we just look around. It seems like every week somebody's going down with like a season-ending injury. So we're not the only team that this happened to. Maybe like a lot of us at one position is happening to, but we're not the only team that's going through this. So we just got to keep pushing, you know, and do it for the guys who not here. Do it for Brandon and Armin and those other guys, Kelly, all our guys who we lost. We just got to keep it pushing and get better. I think you know, every week after those games, we come out, we stay positive. And if we keep doing that, things going to bounce our way. It's not like we just out there stinking it up. You know, we at the end of the game, we lost a couple. We just got to, you know, find a way to win those games, and we'll be fine.
What kind of things were you telling him when you were messing with him earlier?
I just keep telling him that we're going to – because people keep telling me he got to step up, that we need him. Obvious stuff that he knows already. So, you know, he keep telling me, he keep hearing it. So I just keep going in the air, just patting him like, you know, we're going to need you, man. You got to step up. You got to make plays. Just messing with him. Just my, that's my guy, man. So –